Yo, what up, what up, what up? Fuck out of here. Your motherfucking host, Abyss Killer. Yo, I'm back, niggas. I'm back. I've been busy. I know. I've been busy. I haven't been on here much. But you know what I'm saying? Something just gave me that motherfucking feel again. That motherfucking Conor McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather. That shit was dope. Yeah, I watched it. That shit was fire. I even watched it again on YouTube. But I feel sorry for the people who put on YouTube. But anyways, let's get back to the shits, man. Yo, this shit is crazy. That was a good fight. Conor McGregor can fight. That nigga can fight. I think Floyd was letting him do a lot of stuff, though, too, because it was, like, different angles and shit like that. But I think great fight, entertaining, fun. I think it was stopped pretty good. But the only reason I say pretty good is I'm going to say this is because, I think it's better if Conor didn't get knocked out. You know what I'm saying? It don't look as bad. It looks like a good fight. I think they're going to be friends after this. I think if he becomes friends with Floyd and learns from Floyd and takes that shit to fucking UFC, it's fucking over. This nigga's going to be the illest fucking UFC fighter if he learns Floyd's fucking boxing skills. It's going to be over. But that's just a theory. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I think if it did, that would be fire. But the fight was dope. Go check it out. Go do what you got to do to go watch that shit. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. I ain't going to tell nobody. All right? But, you know, it was a good fight, though. It was definitely entertaining, something different. That's what I think people are looking for, something different. And, yo, damn, it's been a while since I posted anything. But, you know what? I've been really busy. Really, 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 really busy with work. But, yo, y'all gotta check that shit out, man. It was definitely good. Conor showed that he got some different shit to bring to boxing, like something else. Like, but you could tell he's still a UFC fighter at heart. We're grabbing him, trying to get to his back and just, you know what I'm saying? Like, but other than that, it was a great fight. Great, great, entertaining. Like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't want to see Conor get knocked out because he was tired. So I think it was a great fight. Like, he was exhausted. There was nothing he was gonna do but get knocked out. And I think it's better ended like that. You know what I'm saying? I think it's way better ended like that. So tell me what y'all guys think about that. Tell me what you think about, like, how it ended, and if you think that they should have left the fight continue, or, you know, or was it a good stoppage? You know, let me know. Tell me. Tell Abyss Killer, ABYSSKILLA. Tell me. You know what I'm saying? Tell me what you think. Let's get shit rolling in the comments. Subscribe. Come on, y'all. If y'all listening, subscribe on iTunes. Hit a motherfucker up. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up. Yo, what up? Hit me up. Tell me what you like or dislike about the show. Tell me what you think I could do better. Why y'all niggas, what? Y'all forgot how to type? All right, but anyway, yo, another thing that I seen that y'all gotta go check out is the Geechee Gotti versus the white boy, the fat white boy. I forget his name all the time, but he's dope. So don't fault him for that. Fault me, you know what I'm saying? 420, too much, you know. But he's dope though. Geechee Gotti versus what the fuck is his name? I know his name. I don't know why my brain is fronting on me right now. No disrespect to the battle rapper, Glue Easy. That's who it is. My bad. My bad. My bad. But go check that shit out. That shit was a dope battle. Glue shows that he can hang with Thing, and Geechee shows that he can hang with Glue. So it was a good back and forth, I think. Go check it out. Tell me what you think. You know, let me know in the comments. Am I bugging? Should I get the fuck out of here? Should you get the fuck out of here? Some of y'all motherfuckers should get the fuck out of here with that bullshit, with all that shit y'all be saying. Y'all just be saying the opposite. Like, it's the opposite day. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Stop saying the opposite shit. Tired of that shit. Yeah, I'm back, nigga. Shout out to Angry Fan. You know what I'm saying? Keeping shit lit out here. I know I'm still new. I'm learning my way. YouTube been fucking with me, but fuck them, no. You know what I'm saying? What, they try to censor my shit? Man, fuck them, no. Fuck YouTube. They be trying to delete my account. Man, I seen other shit on there worse than mine. How the fuck they stay on there? But you know what? Fuck that. Push that bullshit aside. Anyways, you know what I'm saying? This is something I want to say. Now I learned. Now I know what I got to do on YouTube and what I can't. All right? So that's why I said push that other bullshit to the side. But anyways, yo, they could let me get my page back. Can I get my page back? Can I get my shit back? Can I get my first page back? Hater ass on YouTube. Stop hating on me. Why y'all hating on me? Nah, they ain't hating on me. But anyways, people like doing that, so I figured fuck it. You know. All right. What else happened? Since I've been going a lot of shit. I think battle rap, I think, is motherfucking getting a little bit boring. I think Angry Fan's keeping that shit lit. Why y'all niggas be hating on Angry Fan? Motherfuckers, why y'all hate on words? Y'all spit words all day to motherfuckers that's worse than what the fuck he's saying. Stop with that artist is sensitive shit. Now all artists are saying I'm sensitive. Stop being sensitive. It ain't cool to be sensitive. Shit. The fuck you say? You say, I'm sensitive. Like, shut the fuck up. This is sensitive. Fuck out of here. Motherfuckers. Stop being so motherfucking sensitive. It's just motherfucking words. You're a battle rapper. Shit. Fuck you, let words get to you.
I don't let words get to me on stage, but when you say it out, off stage, nigga, that shit get to me.
Like, man, shut up. What type of bullshit is that? Yeah, so that's a dope battle. Go check that shit out. Hurry up. Don't wait. Stop bullshitting. Go check out that McGregor fight if you haven't. Don't just listen to somebody. Go watch it. Go see what happened. Go do all that good shit. You know what I'm talking about. Alright. Now, what else been popping off lately? I've been away for a minute. Not away. Not locked up or anything. Nah, none of that shit. Just working. Got some more responsibilities, some better opportunities. You know what I'm saying? More hours at work, so it kept me away from doing this. But I appreciate y'all who stay listening to the podcast. Even though I've been away, I appreciate y'all who been, you know what I'm saying, commenting. If you've been commenting, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to y'all. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to everybody out there. I fucks with y'all. Now, what else has been going on? Let me just reference my motherfucking YouTube history. I knew the McGregor fight was going to turn out like this. I knew it. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about the girls who visited Howard University. And they were Trump followers, and they did that shit on purpose. They were trolling. They did that shit on purpose for attention. Let's all, come on, people. Everything anybody does is fucking trolling these days. Music is not even about music no more. It's about trolling. Sad to say. Only true music to me out there right now that feels like it still comes from the soul and they mean what they say and they say what they mean is motherfucking R&B. They keeping it lit. They keeping music alive. They keeping the soul of music alive. Hip hop, come on. Y'all motherfucking good producers need to work with motherfucking rappers that actually can rap. Not saying other dudes can't rap, but they're just not good at it. Alright, so let's do something, man. How the fuck is Everyday Struggle gonna have a Friday show without Joe Buttons? Like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? How you gonna have the show without Joe Buttons? Like, that's some bullshit. That's good you got a guest on, but put Joe Buttons. Like, you know what I'm saying? Wanna hear somebody talk that shit. Say the shit that people don't want somebody to say. Say the hard questions. And that's Joe Buttons is gonna do that. Not Academics. Sorry, Act, but you're not. You're not gonna ask the hard questions. You're gonna ask the scary ass questions. So, you know, I'm just glad to be back. You know what I'm saying? I'm just glad to be back on my shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm back on my shit. I'm chilling. I'm just happy. Happy to be here. And yo, any of y'all seen that Media Takeout TV? That Chicago Top Goon shit where he's dressing like a transgender now? That's crazy. Crazy. Dude's talking to him like, yo, you used to be the top goon. Yo, what the hell? Like, what the hell's going on? Like, I see niggas don't work. You're like, yo, that's just crazy. Crazy. Tell me what y'all think about that. Go check that out. Media Takeout TV. Or Known the Ledge Show. Know the Ledge Show. I don't know. It's crazy. Alright, now, what else, you ever seen that free gas shit? I think that shit is bullshit. There's no way to get free gas. Motherfucking Eric Z on YouTube talking about free gas. Fuck out of here. That shit don't work. It's always some bullshit. Alright, let's see what else was popping. What else was popping this week? Project Heat. I seen that a week or two ago. That situation with Rome DMV. I told you that nigga was a cornball, man. I told you that nigga was fucking fugazi. I knew he was a weirdo. He always been. You know, the year of the nerds is going away. It's evaporating. The year of the nerds is evaporating, and then the cool niggas is going to have to come back out of the depths of the abyss. And, you know, that's me. I'm coming out of the depths. And because these motherfuckers, the cornballs got to go. They weakening the game. The game got to go back to... Gotta go back to who wins trophies. Not everybody can get a motherfucking trophy. Fuck this, everybody get a trophy type shit. What else? What motherfucking else? Rome DMV is whack for battle rap. The dude is corny. The dude just says the opposite shit. Whoever he's fucking with, he's gonna try to find a theory or a fucking weird ass fucking idea that they won or something. I don't know why you guys are entertaining this bullshit, but you are entertaining this bullshit. So, what I'm going to say about that is, Ron DMV is doo-doo. That dude don't know what he's talking about. He just says shit to say shit. That's Mr. Opposite Day. Motherfucker says everything opposite of what you're going to say. There's a lot of motherfuckers out there like that that do that. They just want to say the other shit, or they just want to say the shit that gets people mad or gets people like, what are you fucking crazy? What are you fucking cuckoo? Like, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers is retarded. So, you know what I'm saying? I just be like listening to the fucking podcast, getting pissed the fuck off. What that one dude named on Angry Fan? Yeah. That motherfucker likes to hear himself talk, don't he? What the fuck is his name? T-Mac? Get that dude the fuck out of here. Get that dude so far the fuck out of here. Like, he might think the fucking earth is flat. Put him on the edge of the motherfucking earth if he thinks it's flat. I don't know if he does. I'm just guessing. But he seems like that type of,
yeah, man. The earth is flat, yo. You know what I'm saying? It's flat. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Man, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. T-Mac. Hey, T-Mac what? Like, what the fuck? I don't mean to go at you, but oh my God. Shut that dude up sometimes. The one show, you did shut him up. That was beautiful, beautiful. But that dude just be, he repeats what the fuck y'all just said. Like, he just repeats shit. He tries to say it in a slightly different fucking way, but he's saying the same shit everybody says. Look, if y'all gonna come on Angry Fan and say shit, come with your own bars. Stop using everybody else's bars. Come with your own angles. Stop using everybody else's fucking angles. I'm tired of the bullshit. Tired of y'all niggas using the same angle somebody else just said that they came on 5 minutes ago. You hearing that shit, motherfucker? Be like, yeah, man. This dude, blah, blah, blah. Then the motherfucker comes on then like 15 minutes later like, Yeah, man, but this dude, blah, 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 blah. Like, motherfucker just said that. Like, what the fuck? Are y'all saying shit everybody's saying? Y'all motherfuckers just listening to each other repeating shit. Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. Come with different motherfucking angles. You know what I'm saying? Come with some different shit. God damn. Holy fucking shit. Well, I ain't come on for too long this time. I would definitely like to get guests. I think I'm going to start to get guests. I think I got a few friends I could talk shit about, but nobody really around here that I know that really watches battle rap as much as I watch battle rap. I live in a small town, very fucking boring, nothing to do. I am from the hood. I was born in Newark, New Jersey. You know what I'm saying? I'm from down the way, so you know what I'm saying? This is just a nigga taking advantage of a situation by doing something that can make, you know, that benefits. And, you know, at the same time, work as therapy and all that other good shit. You know what I'm saying? So let's get this shit popping. Comment, follow, rate, subscribe. Everything that you're supposed to do to show me love and I show y'all love back. Come on, give me ideas on what y'all want me to talk about. Give me ideas on what you think, how can I improve the show? You know what I'm saying? Hit me up on Facebook. No, not on Facebook. Get the fuck away from my Facebook. Yeah. Don't hit me up on my Facebook. But you can check my fan page on Facebook at Abyss Killer. You can check out my Twitter at Abyss Killer 1. You can check out my YouTube at FOH News, AKL TV. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, show me some motherfucking love, I'll show you love back. Stay focused, stay going straight forward, and let the motherfucking haters hate. I'm out. Fuck out of here, nigga.